Hi, I'm Ryan Mickley, the Leadership Branding Scholar, and today's topic is the paradox of ambition in leadership. This is a two-part series. If I may quote from James Champy's book, The Arc of Ambition, we see ambition as dangerous, yet essential. We disapprove of those who abuse it, but we dismiss those who lack it. We see too little of it as a failing, too much of it as a sin. We sense that ambition is combustible, a form of energy that can bring us immortal glory, but also destroy us forever, depending on how we use it. Simply put, ambition is what makes us go. Ambition is the spirit of success, of striving for something worth achieving. That was James Champy. Ambition is the gas to our cars, the food to our workouts, the batteries to our toys. Without it, we are stuck holding on to potential. The potential of our car to bring us from Orlando to New York. The potential of our bodies winning an Ironman competition. The potential of a power drill hanging our family portrait above the fireplace. Human potential is realized through ambition, and ambition develops leaders. Ambition left unchecked gives birth to sin. As James Champy articulated in the quote above, ambition can produce sin. If a leader is overly ambitious, he could wrongly interpret resistance to his vision as incompetence, bias, jealousy, or even unwarranted mutiny. This usually results in leaders manipulating and intimidating their followers. Humility plus ambition equals servant leadership. In John 13, we learned from the ultimate teacher that we are to humble ourselves and lead by serving others. Here we see Jesus washing his disciples' feet after the Last Supper. The lesson: you call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Clearly, no task was beneath Jesus, and the same should apply to all leaders. Jesus was ambitious. He was driven to fulfill the work God had given him to do, and nothing was going to stand in his way. Think about all the adversity faced, yet nothing stopped him from fulfilling his work. He had divine gas or ambition fueling his efforts. But Jesus coupled that with humility as an example for all future leaders to follow. Join me in part 2 as I discuss how to keep your ambitions in check.